Simen Tuf Mem Ches Sif Aleph and Beis. The Nechama Shavuot of a Pesach. The Mechaber says Sif Aleph Chametz Shal Eini Yehudi Shavuot of a Pesach Mutar Afilu Bechila. Chametz that belonged to a non-Jew that went through Pesach is Mutar even Bechila. Mishnah Berurah tells us that Hainu Afilu Imu Batzik of its dough Afilu Pas of its bread B'makash Neigen Heter B'Pash Lakum where we eat Pas Akum. Mishnah Eini Yehudi V'Hudin Shal Hefker. If it's hefker also, the kivin shalei nasi isser b'shiyase, though isser was done, so the chum did not make an isser on its eating. And therefore, if a ger dies before Pesach and he leaves over chametz, whoever is zeicha after Pesach is going to be mutter to eat even the chametz. Yisrael has a shutvus together with a nachri and chametz, and it's avol of a Pesach. And then he splits together with the nachri achar Pesach. So we say that the nachri's portion is going to be mutter b'hanoah, because by something which is an Issa D'Rabbanan, we say Yesh Breyer, and we say that it's clear L'mafreya that was the Akum the entire time, and therefore it's not a Chomet Shavuot of Pesach. V'ayim makrachayim demitzade the dafke kishah Chomet's Amad Beis Nachri. Dafke the Chomet was in the house of the guy. V'im Amad Beis Yisrael, it's going to depend on a machlek, it's going to be totally in a machlekes. V'efshad b'zeh afilu achilu mutter. In this case over here, where it was the guys, it would be mutter even b'achilu ayin sham. The chalik of Yisrael also by Anah. The chalik of the Yisrael is going to be also by Anah. For who didn't shnei Yisraelim sheishlum shutvis? Two Yisraelim who had a shutvis. For mocha echol mehem chalik la'akom. One of them sold this chalik to the guy. Muta la'chalik shenafa la'is Yisrael shemocha chalikai ve'chalik shel Yisrael also. So the one who sold this chalik will be muta. And the other Yisrael who didn't sell this chalik, that chalik would be also. Sif beis. Men Yehudi mevi Yisrael dayron chametz v'yem akron shel Pesach. And then Yehudi brings a gift of chametz to Yisrael on the last day of Pesach. Le'yikablenu Yisrael, so Yisrael should not accept it. V'gam le'yinikim mitach ma'aser shechafetz, but he also shouldn't show in any way that he desires it. V'tayv she'yemer she'ena reitzu she'yikno le'rishusa. It's best he should say that he doesn't want his rishus to be kind of the chametz for him. Mishnah Berurah says b'yem achron, and of course Pesach itself, this halach would apply even yem achron. So the Yisrael should not accept it because he's going to be over bal yirah. And it will be also Acha Pesach because it will be Chametz Shel Yisrael. And not only should he not accept it, but it shouldn't be Nikr that he wants it at all. Because if it's obvious that he wants it, he says, put it in this place, which safe place in my Chatzar. Chatzar kainalei, his Chatzar will be kainer for him. Avam ena Nikr, but if it's not obvious, Avsha Akum Mashir la Adarim Besech Besai, even if the Akum leaves it there, Shari, it's muter the mistami sur le nechalei, because we say a person doesn't want to be kind of iser, v'chaseir in a kind of le bakoch, and your chatzar cannot be kind against your will. V'akena filo ma'iza b'yantav rishon nami shari, even if this happened on the first day, yantav would also be muter. But what's best is you should say, I don't want my chatzar to be kind of. So we say in Mishnah Berurah that even though mistam, it's also, you don't have to speak it out, it's understood, even if you don't speak it out, but it's better you should say it. And once you say it, then it's, even if you show him a place to place it, so then that would be okay, and just you should make sure to cover it with a kli. If it's Shabbos or Yantif, even if Antif Acharein, unless he brings it close to Cheshecha, it's close to the end of Yantif, if there's only a little bit of time left, we're not concerned that he might come to eat it. Now, if it's Chalamayit, he has to make a Mechitza Gavaya Yud Tvachim, like it's explained in Simen Tuf Mem.